GOP lawmakers found themselves in a conundrum in their first full week of the legislative session. How to handle a bill meant to attack same-sex marriage. Conservative activists had been strategizing since the Supreme Court's decision last June on how to challenge the ruling. WPLN's Chaz Sisk, who spends his days at the state capitol, is here for our regular Monday chat. Hello.
Hi.
So soon after the high court legalized same-sex marriage, you had lawmakers vowing to fight back. And it looks like the first round of that fight, anyway, lasted about an hour. Why did this Tennessee Natural Marriage Defense Act go basically nowhere?
Well, you know, I think the reason is that a lot of the opponents of gay marriage thought this was a bad idea. The sponsors of the measure made pretty clear that this was a bit at nullification. And you know, that's the idea that a state can declare void any federal law that they don't like. You know, that's one of the issues in the Civil War. It goes back even before the Civil War. And, you know, Jeff Cobble, who's the attorney from Greenville who spoke on the sponsors' behalf, he even tried to take it back a little bit further, all the way back to the American Revolution.
Those patriots who stepped out on Lexington Green had no legal authority.
That's right.
But they said, they're coming after John Hancock. They're coming after Samuel Adams. They're coming after our powder and our bullets for over a year after that.
It was rebellion.
Yeah, so interrupting Cobble there was Mike Carter. He's a Republican from the Chattanooga area. And, you know, he's also a one-time judge. And he did most of the talking through the hearing, and he made it pretty clear he wasn't going to have anything to do with nullification. It was just a non-starter as far as he was concerned.
So these are Republicans arguing against this bill, even if they do seem to agree with the sentiment, just not the tactics. What did Democrats have to say?
Well, you know, Democrats didn't have much to say at all. They didn't have to say a whole lot. The Republicans were doing most of the work of arguing against this bill for them. You know, one of the members of the committee is Sherry Jones, and she's a Nashville Democrat, and she's usually one of the most outspoken members of the legislature, particularly on an issue like same-sex marriage. And, you know, she said barely a word during the hearing, and in fact, the Republicans were a little amused by that. You know, here we're going to hear from Jim Coley. He's the chairman of the committee, just trying to draw her out a little bit just before they took a vote on this bill.
Did you need to speak? Not yet? Oh, okay. And you're doing a great job. She is. She's usually the most loquacious.
So, you know, in the end, this bill was defeated on a voice vote, and Coley was actually the only member of the committee who appeared to be voting for it. But, you know, that may have just been a courtesy to the sponsors that to keep it from being unanimous. There really was no appetite for this measure among Democrats or Republicans.
So what other kind of legislative maneuvers are expected here?
Well, you know, there are a few bills out there that might touch on this issue. There is a bill that was filed at the end of last week that would take away the authority of judges and other civil officials to solemnize marriages. It would leave this power only to pastors, ministers, rabbis, people like that. I'm not really sure how much interest is going to be in this in the end. There's a lot of straight couples who go up to the courthouse to get married, and there's a lot of ministers out there who will marry same-sex couples. I think the real focus there is going to be a suit that was filed at the end of the week by David Fowler and the Family Action Council of Tennessee. This is a very active conservative group, and what they're arguing is that the Supreme Court didn't just strike down Tennessee's same-sex marriage ban. It basically struck down all of Tennessee's marriage law. And what that means is that really nobody can get married in Tennessee right now. So they're asking a judge to say that in one jurisdiction, Williamson County, that nobody should be able to get marriage licenses.
Well, I mean, it's hard to imagine a court saying straight marriage is against the law in Tennessee. What's the point of the lawsuit?
Well, I mean, really the point is to set up a conflict that the Supreme Court will ultimately have to resolve, and the sponsors of this lawsuit hope it will result in the Supreme Court reversing itself. This is an idea that has been borrowed from another state, Alabama. In that state, you've got officials in many cases, refusing to issue marriage licenses to anyone. And they're doing this under the order of that state's Supreme Court Justice Roy Moore. So, you know, if you get a couple states that do this, you get a couple states that don't, this may set up a conflict that ultimately the federal courts and the Supreme Court will have to resolve.
Well, Fowler's group, Family Action Council of Tennessee, they're also working at the local level to get county commissions to pass these resolutions that say we support the state's right to ignore Supreme Court decisions. Is there a coordinated strategy here?
Well, there is definitely an effort to keep this issue alive. It may not be the issue that dominates the headlines through the legislative session, but it's certainly not the last that we've heard in Tennessee on same-sex marriage. It's going to be around for a while.
Thank you, Chaz.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
WPLN's Chaz Sisk covers the state legislature. I'm Blake Farmer.